Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you today. But before I introduce you to everyone on the show, let me introduce you to what a bloodbath looks like. And that was last night across Major League Baseball with no run production to be found whatsoever. Nice job on the side play there with the Oakland A's. Buckets coming through with the old Bodo Glimpt classic under 3.5. You can always count on that one. Then you look at the early edge in 5. You want a bigger bloodbath? There you go, right there. Just an ugly, awful day across Major League Baseball. But I tell you what, we found the right people to fix that and hit some winners today. So let's take a look at them. And look at these studs across the board. M squared, how are we doing, sir?
Good morning, AB. Good morning, fellas. Doing well. Feels like I haven't been on the show in a week. Just 4th of July kind of weekend really takes a toll there. But I'm back. I'm ready to go. And let's do it.
Well, I was going to say, yesterday, it looks like we haven't had you on the show in a week. And we need you back here. Certainly, man, need your help. And you know what? I think a lot of Major League Baseball teams are feeling it after the holiday and ahead of the All-Star break. We're seeing some bats fall down. But I think that's going to change today. Calvin Wetzel. My man, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's good to be back on the show with you. And, you know, maybe a few too many red X's yesterday, but it's always a good day after we cash a Mystics second quarter under.
There we go. No, you're exactly right, man. And Prop Stars, looking sharp as always, sir.
AB, what's good, gentlemen? Good to see you guys as well. I'm excited. Tough day for the brand yesterday, but that's why we're going to turn things around today and we're going to sweep the board.
Oh, yeah. You know, no doubt about that. I mean, you look back since like what? Mid-June, I think we're like 61% or something around there. And we're not that show that's like, oh, hey, we had a bad day. Let's look at our record previously. No, but we're looking at larger than one day. So you know what? We're going to be all right. We got some good ones on the board. All right. Before we do that and get into our storylines for today, we are nominated for an award here. Yes, we are nominee for the Best Sports Podcast category in the People's Choice Podcast Awards. We appreciate all of you guys for what you do for us. And quite frankly, this is because of you. And we hope you enjoy our show enough to nominate us to advance to the final round. To nominate The Early Edge, go to podcastawards.com/app/signup. Then toggle down the sports category. The whole process takes less than 60 seconds. We've included the link at the top of the episode description as well as in the chat. But seriously, just being here is a testament to you guys. So thank you so much for everything that you do for The Early Edge and hope that we bring it back for you today. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So let's get to the storylines that affect the betting lines for today. And M Squared, coming over to you first, my man. Break down a little MLB weather. We need it. What you got?
Yeah, not a lot of weather today. There's only two really decent hitting spots. New York Yankees on the road at Boston Fenway. You're going to see about a 15% increase in home run hitting and run scoring across the board. St. Louis and Atlanta, kind of typical for this time of the year in Atlanta. If they're not getting hit by a pop-up storm, the weather is going to be fantastic for hitting. Around 25% increase in home run hitting, only about 10% on the run scoring. So what we'll look for more there is some of the home run props. But again, we mentioned pop-up storms, so always an interesting time of the year to look at some of the unders on starting pitcher K-props in those games, just knowing that there is a potential for a delay. Definitely lean towards the unders more than the overs on the pitching in that spot.
Yeah, there we go. And I'll tell you what, both the Yankees and the Red Sox would not mind great hitting conditions today. Both of them could use it a little bit. The Red Sox even more than the Yankees. All right, Calvin Wetzel, coming over to you, man. WNBA, the All-Star game, All-Star break. What do we need to know?
Yep, All-Star game's coming up this weekend. I will be there. I'll be heading up tomorrow. I'll be at my first WNBA All-Star game in person. This is my last show before the weekend, so I wanted to talk about it a little bit. But I will have an article coming out, Sportsline. Check that out when the lines drop. Some of you may remember last year the crazy line movement we got on totals in the All-Star game because it was a weird year. It was an Olympic year, so they did Team USA versus everyone else instead of a normal All-Star game. Usually All-Star games don't have any defense. Line opened about 250. That dropped to like 200, and the under still hit because for Team USA, it was a sort of a practice for the Olympics. They were trying a little bit on defense. Crazy line movement, huge mistake from the sports books. I think we might see a bounce back this year to go the other direction. Before last year, when you look at the trend of the game, it's been trending up and up and up in terms of scoring. Broke a record with 255 points the year before. I think now that we're back into a normal format of the All-Star game, we're going to see another defense optional, maybe not even defense optional, just defense prohibited type of game. So if we get a line under 250, I will hammer the over on the All-Star game this weekend.
Nice, man. That's going to be awesome, dude. Make sure to get some, you know, some videos and stuff. Put that up on Twitter, man. I think we'd all like to see that. Now, Prop Stars, speaking of dominant performances like we just got from Calvin Wetzel, Shohei Ohtani, what in the world is going on with my man on the mound? He was an awesome, awesome sight to see. Bring it down.
Yeah, he was indeed, AB. He continued his recent run of dominance on the mound, allowed one unearned run while striking out 10 in the Angels' 5-2 victory over the Marlins last night. Somehow, Ohtani is having an even better season this year after winning the MVP award last year. He's not allowed an earned run over his last 28 and two-thirds innings pitch, the third longest streak by an Angels starter within a season in the last 50 years. It was his fourth straight start without allowing an earned run and his third with at least 10 strikeouts and zero earned runs. He's the sixth pitcher to accomplish that feat since runs became official and the first since Jacob DeGrom back in 2018-19. The Angels are now 5-1 since the start of June with Ohtani on the mound and 6-21 when anyone else starts. He also chipped in two RBI at the plate as well. He's currently sitting at plus 200 odds to repeat for MVP award. Only Yankee slugger Aaron Judge has more favorable odds to win the MVP. All due respect to Aaron Judge, but Ohtani deserves to win this award if it were to be decided at the All-Star break. So pay attention to that. I'm certainly going to increase my position for Ohtani MVP as well.
Yeah, I mean, my man is looking like Walter Johnson on the mound, dude. Like, he is just super dominant. Like, you're exactly right. The crazy thing is, you know, the Angels, they don't always give him the best run production either, right? Like, to have his back, but glad to see, you know, that he could get the win last night. All right, before we get into our picks for today, let's make sure, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our sponsors.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
And we are back. All right, three plays on the board for you today from Sportsline. First, we're going to go with the Marlins team total over 3.5. They get a nice pitching matchup today versus Trevor Williams. The Marlins haven't exactly been a double-digit scoring type team. That said, they should be able to eclipse this number here at over 3.5. So we're going to play there. Second, we're going to play the Detroit Tigers team total over 2.5. You look at what Detroit's done, especially with their bats. They've eclipsed this number in 11 of its past 12 games. Yes, they're on the road in Chicago, but over 2.5, they should be able to get there. Lastly, we're going to play the New York Yankees, all right, money line against the Boston Red Sox. All right, the Yankees are only giving up 2.6 runs per game over its last seven, while the Red Sox, they've lost 8 of its last 10 versus New York. You heard Mike earlier speak about the weather in Boston in regards to Fenway Park. The bat should be flying. The Yankees should take control of this one. All right. Getting into the expert picks, what everybody came here for. M squared, you got one play, Major League Baseball. Bring it down.
Yep, baby. Going to that Yankees game. Love the Yankees side here. We're going team total over 4.5, minus 110, where I played it at Wynn this morning. I would play it up to minus 125. I expect it to move. I expect it to close at 5.5 at plus money. at many of the books here, but I want to pick on Josh Winkowski just a little bit. Looking at the numbers, not too bad, but we're seeing some pretty significant home road splits at home, 331 weighted on base average, a lot worse than the 276 on the road. But what's troubling there is the strikeout rate has been 7.9 per eight inning or per nine innings is pretty decent on the road, 5.5 per nine innings at home, not going to get it done against this Yankees lineup here. Furthermore, the Red Sox mowed through the bullpen last night after only getting 4 innings from starter Bayo in his major league debut. Rough spot here for the Red Sox. We're going Yankees team total over 4.5 -110.
Yeah, the Red Sox, they got blasted there at the end by the Rays, man. And you're right, just ran through that pin there. All right, Calvin Wetzel, coming over to you. One play, WNBA. Hit us with it, man.
All right, I'm on the Sparks tonight. Listen, I faded the Sparks a couple times this year. Fortunately, not on this show because they would have had a red X by that one. Hasn't worked out well for me. I'm positive on the year, but not positive when I fade the Sparks. So we're going to flip the script tonight. This is more about fading the Storm, though, in my mind. The Storm in the last couple seasons have not played very well, coming off of a game in which they did play very well. They're 3-11 after basically a blowout win, after a win by 12-plus points. And they're only 6-15 coming off of a cover, win or lose, just anytime they cover the spread over the last two games. They won a blowout against the Fever just a couple nights ago. They're going to be without Sue Bird tonight. Another reason to bet against them. She is a big part of that offense. LA is also down a couple pieces off the bench in the backcourt. Their backcourt won't be as deep, but they've shown that that hasn't bothered them the last few games. They were down those pieces as well. Last game had no problem beating the Liberty. So I'm riding Sparks +5.5 tonight. Right before I hopped on here, I checked. It looks like it was starting to move to +5 or +4.5 on some books. I would still take it there. I think this is going to be a one possession game.
There we go. The man has spoken. Now, speaking of the man, whenever I think prop stars, I think Baltimore Orioles. All right. That's what I'm thinking about. You got one play for us, prop. Bring it up.
I do. I'm taking Orioles pitcher Jordan Lyles over 4.5 strikeouts. He's eclipsed this line in only 8 of 16 starts this season. However, this is an unbelievable matchup on paper. He's facing the Angels. The Angels are averaging 9.66 strikeouts per game. They have a monstrous 27% K rate versus opposing right-handed pitchers as well. Both of those are first in the majors by a significant, significant margin. This is just an amazing spot for Lyle, who's averaging only 4.77 strikeouts per game, but he is facing 26 batters per start as well. My model has him projected at 6.5, which is a huge, huge edge. So yeah, I absolutely love this spot. You can still find it -110 on MGM as well. Take it before it moves. Jordan Lyles over 4.5 strikeouts.
Yeah, that is a significant edge. Well done on finding that one. Absolutely. All right. Now, speaking of, you know, we say, hey, they've eclipsed this number in 10 of its last 11, 8 of its last 10. Someone who's batting 1,000. All right. My man is just hitting 1,000 on the recaps. That is the jeweler. Go ahead and pop that up on the screen here for us. Let's take a look at here and what we've got. M squared is on the Yankees team total over 4.5. Calvin Wetzel on the Sparks +5.5. Prop stars, as he just mentioned, Jordan Lyles over 4.5 strikeouts. Our side plays today, we've got the Marlins team total over 3.5, Tigers team total over 2.5, and the Yankees money line against the Boston Red Sox. Now, jeweler, break down this gem for us, man. You got two plays on it, +105. What are we looking at?
Just a simple little two-leg gem here. We're going to go with the Mexico women's team and the CONCACAF tournament. Just need them to win over Haiti. They lost 1-0 to Jamaica, so going to tail Brant Sutton here on the site. Expect a bounce back. Mexico will be at home. I mean, hopefully they'll get it done. And then we're going to go with the Phillies money line versus the Nationals. Really, it's a fade against Adone, who's been terrible this season. 1-11, 6.97 ERA. So just combine those two together. Should be easy winners, +105.
I tell you what, man, there is nothing like sitting down, cold beer after work, watching Mexican women's soccer and the Phillies. Like, those are correlated plays for you right there. And I love our man Brant Sutton come through with it. Brant is fantastic at what he does at Sportsline in regards to his soccer picks across all kinds of leagues. You name it, international, MLS, our man Brant can do it. All right, That's all the time that we have for today. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be live at 4 p.m. Eastern today for the Early Edge in 5. But right now, as always, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.